his Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. That's really good to see so many people here tonight. Why did the angry Jedi cross the road? To get to the dark side. Well, on Friday afternoon, I went to see the new Star Wars film, The Last Jedi, and it was blooming brilliant. Especially if you're a boy that grew up in the 1980s and still a bit of a Star Wars geek inside. The plot line is a bit familiar. People living in a dusty backwater, oppressed in many ways, oppressed by the regime, oppressed by people's lack of compassion one for another, oppressed by the lack of hope that they find in their midst. Yet there are some that refuse to give up hope. They refuse to act without compassion. They refuse to let oppressive regimes go unchallenged. They resisted the darkness, and they strived for the light. And they wait for a supernatural force to awaken, for a leader, a Jedi Messiah, if you like, to come forward from obscurity and lead them in challenging the wickedness of society and to start making the little people count. I couldn't help but notice the similarities with 2,000 years ago, which we see there in front of us in the crib. A world controlled by violence of the Roman Empire and a satellite puppet king, King Herod. The ordinary folk longing for change to come, for someone to come forward and lead them in a new way of being. A kingdom of heaven rather than the kingdom of hell they found themselves living in. Then God said, enough is enough. It's time. I'm sending my word, my son amongst you. And he will testify to the light that is me and my ways. And darkness and evil and wickedness and oppression will be challenged and fatally wounded by his coming. The difference is that the second account is not fiction. God did this, and he had a motivation. He loves you and wants you to live in the light. So 2,000 years later on this holy night, we celebrate light coming into the world. That light moving into the neighbourhood. That light challenging the darkness. Not by the power of a lightsaber or the might of an army. Not by forcing his will or by bending of minds. But by the coming into the world through the hope of a girl called Mary, that things could be better, and the utter fragility of a newborn baby. It was a really risky plan, wasn't it? The sort of risks you take when you're madly and passionately in love. God, you see, was and still is in love with us, with you and me, with all that have gone before us and all the people that will come after us. We meet tonight because we think, give thanks that God sends his gift of love in the babe of Bethlehem, full of grace and truth. I ask you to follow him, to follow Christ in this place, to follow God into the light, to make him your hero, to put your hope and your trust in him. And at this time of year, may the Christ be with you. Amen.
Amen.